Well, again, it's very great to see the hall filled. We're thankful for everybody who has come. We appreciate very much the ministry we've already heard this morning. I only had one complaint about the seating, and I was just thinking, you know, if you fly coach on an airliner, I think you still have less leg room, and the price of our seats are a lot less than theirs. So this meeting will go till about 4:50 p.m., and again, we'd like to start it with a short season of prayer, and then between speakers, sing a hymn. Excuse me. This is the meeting. It's a long stretch, and we know that, and we've all just had a good meal. So at the midpoint, around 3:25, we will take about a 10-minute break, 15-minute break, and you can go to the restrooms and get some water or whatever. Get some fresh air outside. That'll wake you up real fast. And the trick to doing this is getting back on time to our seats. So it's worked in the past pretty well. We'll expect it will work again today. And then supper will be served at approximately 5 p.m. And I will just mention a few prayer requests. Obviously, the ones that we've mentioned this morning, passing, and the families, so the Decker family and the Ludos family, and also you might remember the Howard Hooper family in Deckerville, too. Howard went to heaven this past week. And then there are some others that we're all likely aware of. I mentioned them last night in the prayer meeting, but James and Nellie Dick, their little boy Josiah, not quite three, diagnosed with leukemia. And remember our sister Barb Sarlo, too, who is recovering from a broken hip. And her daughter Ruth Ann, too, is home with her, and she is undergoing therapy. And I'll just mention also a couple of upcoming meetings. There will be ministry meetings on March 14th and 15th in Waukesha. That's a weekend of ministry with Brother Sandy Higgins. There are details posted on the bulletin board in the basement. And then also, remember the Stark Road bi-monthly Bible reading on March 15th. So you'll have to pick whether you're going to go to Stark Road or Waukesha. And that meeting, those meetings are at 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. And then also, for the advanced calendars, Brother John wanted me to mention the Mansfield Youth Weekend, which is Saturday, August 2nd. And they are expecting Dan Shutt to help with those meetings. So again, just a short season of prayer before our brother speaks.